you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey, welcome to episode 106. Today I'm going to be talking about some strategies for overcoming overwhelm. So do you have so much going on that you feel overwhelmed? A busy life with too many demands can lead to feeling overwhelmed and stressed. Work, family, and other obligations can prove to be far too much at times. Working even harder to rectify the situation seems unreasonable when you feel as if you're already working at full capacity. Just remember that you have felt overwhelmed in the past and you made it through to the other side. Things will get better. So here are some strategies to minimize your feelings of overwhelm and stress. 1. Take a deep breath. Yeah, I know, you've heard that before. Take a deep breath. But once you start to feel overwhelmed, things tend to go downhill really quickly. Give yourself a break by relaxing, taking a very deep breath, and slowing down your brain. Scan your environment and describe it to yourself. It will disengage your mind from the stressors and bring it back to reality. The quickest way to get out of your head and back into your body is to focus on your breathing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Number 2, focus on what you can do. In any situation, there are things you can control and things you can't control. Keep your focus on those things within your influence. When we focus on the outcomes, even the ones we can't control, we tend to get in a spin cycle of overthinking, which then produces feelings of overwhelm. 3, let go of those things that are out of your control. There's no reason to think about it and get yourself more agitated if you can't do anything about it. Learn to let go of anything you can't influence. Now, this takes practice. Daily. Once you get the hang of it, it becomes easier and easier to let go of the things that are outside of your control. Number 4, focus on solutions. Most of us make the mistake of focusing on the problem and imagining negative outcomes. This thought process decreases your capability and causes even more stress. If you're going to put your brain to work, use it to find the best possible solution. Ask yourself what you can do to eliminate or lessen the sources of your stress. Write down your ideas. Putting things on paper using an actual pen or pencil triggers a brain response to help you assimilate information in a different and more transformative way. Number 5, avoid making assumptions. Are things actually as stressful as you think they are? Is it possible that you've misinterpreted the facts or made poor assumptions? Is it possible that you're telling a story instead of what is truly underneath it all? Gather all the facts before deciding if there's a reason to be overwhelmed. Question your judgment and ensure that you're on solid ground before you hit the panic button. Number 6, give yourself a change of scenery. Get out of the house or the office for a few hours, or even a few minutes. Your environment affects your perspective. Spend some time in nature if possible. Spending time in nature is one of the fastest ways that I know of to reset the brain and the body. If I find myself stuck on something, I get outside for a walk or a hike or to look at the sky, to look at the trees, to look at the clouds. I almost always see a different solution to the problem when I do this. Number 7, spend time with a friend or friends. Go out for lunch or dinner, or even watch a movie with a good friend. Rely on those in your social circle for advice, comfort, and a quick distraction. Which of your friends is best at making you feel better? Don't forget to surround yourself with people who can actually help and see the light instead of them also dwelling on the negative. That is not helpful for you. 8. Take part in a relaxing activity. What relaxes you? Ask yourself, make a list. Is it lying on the couch with your headphones? Going for a run? Getting a massage? Walking the dog? Writing in your journal? Spend an hour or two decompressing and you will feel so much better. Step away from the thing that is causing you overwhelm in order to gain new perspectives. 9. Cut down on your obligations. Maybe you're trying to do too much. Maybe you fall in the people-pleaser category and you just take on far more than you can actually do for others and disregard yourself. So consider limiting the number of activities you participate in. Are you taking on too many responsibilities at work or at home? Consider which of your obligations are most important and cut back on the rest.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Number 10. Remember when you've been overwhelmed in the past. Listen, you survived. In fact, you might even laugh today about how stressed you were over something in your past. Hindsight is 20/20, my friend. Consider that you're likely to feel the same way in the future regarding your current situation. That's why it's so important to implement the previous strategies to steer you out of overwhelm in the present moment. So let's just do a quick recap. Slow your mind and take a deep breath when first faced with feelings of overwhelm. Try to maintain an objective perspective. It's easy to get carried away when you're feeling stressed. Take a time out and make a list of the items you can control. Search for solutions that address those items. Let go of those items that you can't control. Rely on friends and family to help you cope. Rely on yourself to help you cope. Since you do the same for them and you want the same for yourself, just keep breathing your way back to calm. If you're really struggling with anxiety and overwhelm and would like one-on-one support and instruction in techniques that get you to calm faster, reach out on my website, HeidiDallaire.com, to book a Heal Your Story strategy session. I look forward to helping you heal. Bye for now. Sending lots of love.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to lovewideopen.com. You can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.